Chapter 7 Terrorists. Tarkis took me up out of the room and up the stairs. We were outside. He put his gun into his pocket. "Be very quiet," he said. "We only have a few moments before Mike finds out that Mr. John doesn't want to see him. Then Mike will come back, and Mike, as you know, is not a nice man." "I don't understand," I said. "I thought you were going to kill me."
"No,"
said Tarkis. "I'm trying to help you." "Can you swim underwater?" he asked. "Yes," I replied. "But aren't you one of them?"
"No, I'm not one of them," said Tarkis. "I work for an international police force, but they think I'm one of them."
"Interpol?" I asked. I began to understand. "We work with Interpol at the university."
"Why didn't you listen to me?" Tarkis asked. "I told you not to come."
"I thought I could find out what they were doing," I said. "What have they found?" I asked. "Is it a statue? An old pot?"
"A statue? A pot?
What are you talking about?" Tarkis asked me. "Are you mad? These men are terrorists. They're here to sell guns." "Guns?" I said. I felt ill. "I thought that they were stealing old pots," I said. "I'm an archaeologist."
"I see," said Tarkis. He smiled. He had a nice smile. "And that's why you wanted to find out what they were doing?"
There was a noise from below.
"Quick," said Tarkis. "That must be Mike. Jump into the sea. You can swim under the rock there."
He pointed.
"On the other side is the beach of Agios Sostis. There's a cave there, and that's where the mines begin. Go into the mines and stay there until I come and get you. I have to stay here. There are some men coming tonight to buy the guns. I have to know who they are."
At that moment, Mike came back onto the deck. He looked very angry.
"Go, now!" said Tarkis.
"What's going on, Tarkis?"
shouted Mike. I jumped into the sea.
"Stop!"
shouted Mike. He took out his gun. I swam under the water and felt something go past me. Mike was shooting at me, but nothing hit me. I was okay. I swam to the back of the boat and put my head above the water. Mike was shouting at Tarkis, but I couldn't see them.
"Why did you let her go?"
Mike was shouting.
"She was a pretty girl. Why not?" answered Tarkis.
Then I heard a heavy noise. I swam forward a bit. I saw Mike hit Tarkis. Tarkis fell down.
"What's happening?"
said another voice. It was Mr. John.
"I don't know, Mr. John," said Mike. "I think we have a problem. Tarkis didn't kill the girl. She's seen the guns and she's gone."
"And why did he do that?"
asked Mr. John.
"I don't know, boss," said Mike. "Tarkis didn't tell me."
"Is he dead?"
asked Mr. John.
"No," I thought. "Not dead, please."
"No," said Mike. "I just hit him. He hit his head on the side of the boat. He'll wake up later."
"When he wakes up, I want to talk to him," said Mr. John. "I have a lot of questions for Tarkis. He worries me. In this job, you can't have men who worry you. What about the woman? You were stupid, Mike, to bring her."
"Sorry, boss,"
said Mike.
You know me and women.
Yes, I do,
said Mr. John.
One day you will die because of a woman. Now, what about this one?
I think she was just afraid. She was just a stupid English tourist. Anyhow, I shot her as she jumped into the sea. I think that she's dead. She hasn't come up.
I wasn't dead, but I was very afraid.
I want you to watch for the woman,
said Mr. John.
If she's alive, you'll soon see her. There's only rock here. There's nowhere for her to go. If you don't see her, then we know she's dead.
Yes, boss, said Mike.
Now, tie Tarkis up.
Mr. John was very angry.
I'm going to phone a friend of mine. Tarkis says that he knows him very well. I believed him. Now, I'm not so sure. Tell me when Tarkis wakes up. I want to talk to him. First, he can tell me why he let the woman go. Then he can tell me who he is, and then I will kill him.
Oh, no, I thought. This is terrible, and it's my fault. Why did I ever get on the yacht? They are going to kill Tarkis because he helped me. Now I have to help Tarkis. But how?